I've known our next guest, Colin Bockman, for many, many years. And during that time, he's trained more people to sell more effectively than you and I have had hot dinners. And he does it really well. So I always like to chat with him because he's got something interesting to say. In fact, I got to talking to him recently, and here's what we talked about. Many people in the selling game, particularly when they're selling to businesses, make mistakes that impair their results. What are the sort of mistakes they make?
Well, the first one is the real value of the offer gets watered down as belief in the is eroded by the buyer's negativity. In other words, they get pounded by the buyer that they're the same as everybody else. So the tip is to continually pare down their offer to ensure that they focus only on the three key things that are ideal for the customer that'll make life easy for them, take it off their worry list, or make them look good, because they're the reasons that people buy.
So continue to sell the three most important benefits to that customer,
which all directed at making life easy for them, taking something off their worry list, maybe putting it on to take it off, and making sure the customer looks good if they make that decision. Everything's around those three factors.
Right. Okay, what's the next problem they face?
Well, stop using the old consultative selling methods. The buyers know the right answers.
Now, what do you mean by that? Enlarge on that for me.
Well, when they ask questions, like, would you like to do this, or do you do that, the customer knows what the right answers are to get out of the sales process. So don't ask the questions. Don't use consultative selling anymore.
So what do you do?
Okay, you need what you call profile selling. You go into the customer and you say, I know these things about you. Because you look like, smell like, taste like, or because you have this amount of voice, or because you service this market segment, because you do these things. And you've got to make a statement about three things that you know about their profile that are absolutely ideal. You tell them nothing of value, but they know that you understand their profile.
That means you don't ask any silly qualifying questions.
No, out the window. Old hat, don't ask qualified questions anymore. Doesn't work, customer knows the right answers. Got to tell them that you understand their profile and then show them your offer relevant to their profile and nothing else, because that takes about 5-10 minutes and that's all you've got.
Wow. Okay, another one of those mistakes.
Way too much comparative quote and hope and not enough one solution with belief is used. In other words, stop offering multiple options. There is just one solution, and it's your solution based on their profile.
And have real gravitas about it. Be serious. Make sure you stay there, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it's all about belief. People lose belief that they have got the solution. So they go in and say, well, would you like this one or would you like that one? In other words, if I give the customer options, I'll at least select one and I'll get some business. That's not what it's about anymore. It's about having the ideal solution and showing that you have the ideal solution, backing that ideal solution, and saying to the customer, this is what's ideal for you, and not doing a quote. Quote is a terrible word, because quote says to the customer, compare me or negotiate.
Yeah, and we used to teach people, didn't we, to say, do you want the red one or the blue one? And I suppose that gets to be, do you want this or that? And it's all over the place.
Don't do it anymore. Used to work, doesn't work anymore.
That's right. Time changes everything. Number four, Colin.
Our world, Winston, is about speed. And everything's instant. Phones, everything's instant. So our whole psyche has changed to being instant and not to be evaluation, but to be instant. And that's what drives it. So limited follow-up is the norm with people. So if you're going to do some follow-up, you've got to make sure that it's purpose-driven. Never, ever make a phone call and say, hi, just give me a call if you made a decision. Worst thing in the world to do. Customer goes, yes, I have. It's not you, it's somebody else. Hang up. And they haven't really made a decision. That's their way of getting away from you because your sales generic.
So you've got to do better than just follow up, do you?
Absolutely. Follow-up's got to have purpose, absolute purpose. Golden rule, when you have a contact with a customer, be it send them something, an email, go and see them, phone call, whatever, at the end of that contact, you spend a couple of seconds and you write down in one line what happened. And the next line, you write down what the follow-up will be and the date and time based on that conversation. That could be 24 hours later, it could be an hour later, it could be 2 weeks later, and the purpose of that contact. So that every contact has got purpose and appears to be spontaneous, not scheduled by a computer. The more scheduled by a computer, the more sales generic, the less trust, the more they spit the dummy and you don't get the business.
Wow.
And number five.
Too often prospecting is too broad. Instead of being arrow sharp, you've got to target prospects today so that you can say to them you understand their profile and you have comparative scenarios of their profile that you know of or have experience with or have planned for or know about or have researched, whatever it is that you've got to say, I'm targeting you as if you're almost the chosen one. Because otherwise, you're wasting your time prospecting. People are just so good at negatively rejecting you, and I call it for a rep who's going in, they spray themselves with Repagard, and it repels reps. So it's back to the POO system, profile, offer, outcome. Tell them you understand them, tell them what the offer is relevant to their profile, show them the outcome, and don't use old selling methods. So when you're prospecting, if you can't see how you can do those three things, don't contact the person because you're wasting your time.
So you've just about demolished everything the average rep selling to a business does, Colin. You've got to change their mindset. How do you go about doing that?
Okay, well, most times what I do with organisations is I sit down, I work out what their offer is. First thing is I sit down, I have a look at their offer and how they see it. Then I have a look at how their customers see their offer. Then I have a look at how their reps see their offer. And then I have a look at how we might need to massage that offer to make it presented in a different way, and I show them how to go and present that offer to the right profile without using the normal tools. In other words, we don't use brochures anymore, we don't use pamphlets anymore, we use one sheet of A4 paper, and we spend 5 to 10 minutes, and we nail it in that 5 to 10 minutes, totally different from what everybody else does, and then we bring in the brochures, then we bring in the backup support, then we bring it in. But you've got to get an in-concept sell first, you need a little bit of research before you can show people how to do that.
So that's something they've got to take on board. It's something they've got to learn from a person like you, Colin.
Yeah, it's something I've designed over probably the last few years as I've worked out how it's evolved. And now I'm using it across a number of industries we're quite proud to say, with significant success. Anything from selling a motor vehicle workshop to become part of a group, to selling a part to somebody, to selling a bed, to selling some equipment to somebody. They're just ones that come top of mind. And in each case where I've done that, we've had significant increases. I'm talking 25-30% difference in the first 4 weeks. And in one case, we had a situation where the supplier ran out of stock in 4 weeks. And I'm talking millions of dollars of stock.
Wow. What's your favourite success story, Colin? I'm sure you've got one.
Well, it's probably that one with the guy that ran out of stock. We actually ran it with 100 reps who were calling on mechanical workshops, and they couldn't sell the higher quality hoist. They were always, you know, the old Chinese import cheap one was killing the market. So I designed a way of doing it and showed all these 100 guys throughout sessions how to do it, and they went out there, and within 4 weeks, the supplier had literally run out of stock. The people who were doing the credit had a 300% increase in the amount of business they were writing, and they were just highly successful. But the important thing about that story is that they learnt the process. They were then able to apply that to a whole lot of other products for a whole lot of other sections where they were selling, because once they understood the process, understood the psyche behind it and how to do it, and it involves coloured pens and all kinds of tricky things, but it's easy to do. Once they understood it, they were able to draw the parallels and apply it elsewhere, and so their success has been significant. And if I was paid on a percentage of the amount of money that they made, I would not be working today.
Perhaps you better change the way you do it, Colt.
I think maybe I should. In that case, I probably should have said, give me a percentage and I think I'll retire on it.
Colin Bockman. Fantastic information from Colin, and I thought I should just remind you of the mistakes he reckons people make when they're selling. They water down the offer. They use consultative selling methods, old-fashioned, he reckons. They offer options, which everybody's been taught to do and shouldn't. And they do very little follow-up or limited follow-up. Bad, bad, he says. And they target prospects too broadly. So there are the five problems that most salespeople have. And it's worth having a chat with him if you really want to get into his new style of selling. I know that it works. Not only have I heard what he talked about there, I've heard other results from him. So if you want to contact Colin, His email is colin@bockman.com.au. Of course, the website is bockman.com.au. The phone number is 0418 318 799. From overseas, of course, that's 61 4183 18799. Now, the best thing you can do, and what I recommend, is to call Colin and have a chat. He's very infectious, his ideas are great, and I think you'd benefit from it. And I think he's probably happy to sit down and help you analyse your situation for an hour or so to see whether there's anything he can do to help you build your business. And I'll bet that he can.